Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We love this dude. He is the head coach of our Hawks, Lloyd Pierce. He joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach, good afternoon. How you living?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Doing good. So really good win last night. You got up on the Bulls and you stayed there, and so got another W. I know the team is based on the start of the season rolling. You guys have been at about a 500 clip over the last month or so. So that's been pretty good. But what did you guys do last night with that free night in Chicago? I heard you guys stayed overnight. So what was sort of the team approach to that night spent in Chicago?
Well, we don't play again until Saturday in Portland, so we're actually leaving the gym now and getting ready to head to the airport. Just thought it'd be easier instead of getting on a flight and going 4.5 hours west to stay in the city. We had a team dinner at, and I can't think of the name, Gibson Steakhouse here in Chicago last night. A bunch of guys, everyone came through. So it was good. Good to just be able to sleep comfortably, wake up, get a good workout in. Now we got to do a 4.5 hour flight to Portland.
When you're in Chicago, do you ever get a chance to go get some Chicago deep dish style pizza? Is that your thing, or do you like the more northeastern style of pie?
I'm from California, and anyone that follows me on Instagram knows I love round table pizza. I'm not a deep dish guy. I like New York style pizza. I'm okay with the Chicago deep dish, but I got my own style out in California that I've had for a long time. So we stayed with the steakhouse last night.
Cali Cool, man. He's Lloyd Pierce, head coach of our Hawks. He joins us every week at Thursday at about 1:40. John Collins last night, absolutely sensational. I think it was 14 of 16. I know he had a career-high 35. And just we talk about it every week, Coach. He's just grabbing us all by the shirt collar and saying, recognize how good I am. John and I, actually, a segment earlier in the show, we tried to get him on the East All-Star team with this terrible injury to Victor Oladipo. And literally, Coach, objectively speaking here on the home of the Hawks, he just missed it. He was like a player or two away. Can you believe we're already kind of talking about John knocking on the door of the actual All-Star team this early in his career?
I think it's great. It's obviously a confidence builder and booster for him to be mentioned, to be in the conversation. If you're John and you make it, great accomplishment. He's put in a lot of work. He's performing well on a nightly basis. If you don't make it, a lot of motivation to get back in the gym, continue what he's been doing, and try and get better. So I think it's a positive on both sides of it. We're obviously rooting for him and encouraging him and everyone to vote for him. But, 2 years in, year and a half in, and this is the conversation we're having, and I think it's a great testament to where he is in his career.
Coach, when it comes down to All-Star voting, and I know the fans get 50% and media and coaches and players and stuff get some votes as well, how much weight does it carry for John doing what he's doing, and you guys are slowly climbing the rankings? If you were higher up in the rankings, do you think he'd get more of a shot right now to be in the All-Star game?
Yeah, I know that, there's a lot of different criteria. I think some people used last year as part of the voting with the name recognition. I wish it was solely on this first half of the season because it just represents this season. But there are so many factors, winning, the team you're playing on, this season, traditionally, past seasons as well. So there's a lot of different factors that a lot of different people who get an opportunity to vote throw in there. But I think John's done a great job in the games he's played this year. I think one of the things that may hurt him is he missed the first 15 games. And that'll be something that voters can use as a knock. But his performance has been steady from day one since he returned. And I think that's the only thing we can really consider.
And if I'm John, I go, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. LeBron James tonight is going to miss his 15th straight game. If LeBron can miss these games. Anyway, Coach, I'm just messing around.
Right.
So John Collins last night, 4 of 4 from downtown. I saw him ripping court on threes on MLK Day against Orlando for the season, and you know these stats. I can't believe he's at 37.5% on threes, Coach. I can't believe it. If he was at 33.7, I'd be like, ooh, look, he's making, you know, some progress in this guy. 38% on threes? What? Is he even surprising you a little bit with his accuracy from three-point range?
No. You know, one of the things we're trying to educate our guys is on the ability to take efficient shots. And if you look at John's threes, he's not shooting off the dribble. He's not coming off of pin downs. It's when we space him to the corner, when he goes pick and pop, he's shooting in rhythm threes that the defense is allowing him to take. They obviously want to keep him from the rim and keep him out of the paint, and sometimes they'll sag off, and those are the ones he needs to take. He's in rhythm. He's a confident, comfortable shooter. And so the efficiency goes up. If you start taking ill-advised or, you know, settling for that type of shot, then the numbers go down. So I think he's just playing efficient basketball, specifically with the three-point shot.
Coach, I want to go back to the game against the Celtics the other day. Marcus Smart coming after Bembry. What was said? Could you give us a little insight of what was said to make him charge after Bembry the way that he did?
I wish I knew. I don't. I know it was words. I don't think there was any contact. I think it's unfortunate that, you know, a player puts himself in a position to lose $35,000 and whatever the ejection penalty is. I think that's very unfortunate. It's a lot of money to lose over words. We all understand there aren't many fights that occur in the NBA. There's a lot of talking. The official's job is to clean it up and keep it from being provoked any further. But to take it to that next level and charge at an opponent and, you know, really try and provoke the crowd, provoke the game, it's a lot of money. It's very costly. So I don't know what was said. I can't imagine it was anything over the top, but I just think it's kind of what happens sometimes when you're in the heat of the battle.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I really appreciate Marcus Smart, but he's kind of that dude. I mean, he's just a volatile guy who can snap and get emotional. And so I wasn't really surprised at what I saw. And you're right, 35 GER for that. That's a lot of money. I know this isn't like the John Collins show, but it kind of is. But I'm just curious, Coach, because he's so bouncy. He's so active. I think he has really good instincts. Last year, he blocks 1.1 shots in 24 minutes. This year, the shot blocking has completely vanished. He's 0.4 blocks per game in 30 minutes per game. And I look over at the fouls per game number, and it's 3.4. A little high. I would think on an average per game for fouls per game, you probably want that more in the twos. So talk to me about that. Is he being more judicious with jumping and trying to go for blocks because he wants to avoid foul trouble? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, the education. John and I had a conversation the other day specifically about that, and not so much the blocks. I'm not a big numbers guy with blocks. I like to change the shots, like to alter the shots, like rim protectors. You know, not necessarily needing blocks. One of the conversations with them is just being over and protecting the rim, protecting the paint. And I think a lot of times when you try not to foul is when you get your most of your fouls. And so we're trying to get him to be more assertive, more aggressive, be a step ahead, whether it's coming over, taking a charge, preventing the ball from getting to the paint, and sometimes getting blocks. But I think he's had a little bit of a passive approach. We want him to be a little more aggressive on the defensive end, especially when it comes to rim protection.
Coach, I know you're going to have some time out there on the West Coast. Best of luck against the Blazers coming up. They got a great backcourt. I'm sure you guys can get in and get after it.
Yeah, no, it's probably, you know, one of the toughest backcourts in the league with Dame and Dame Lillard and T.J. McCollum. You know, both guys have been 20-point scorers for the last 5-6 years. It's a tough dual threat, but, you know, that's where our team defense will come in and play. We need all five guys to really show a crowd. They can get hot at any point, and we understand that, and that's part of the challenge when you're on the road is just trying to withstand the runs.
Coach, safe travels, man. Bring back some wins. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.